Olivia Rodrigo, driver's license. We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha, and we have Dr. Justin Pate from ECTC in the studio with us.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
It is so, I mean, it feels like we've gone back in time.
Really?
Literally have not seen your face in a year, and that doesn't seem possible. So,
congratulations.
No, I mean that, like, we missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss Ben. And, you know, we were talking a little bit just before we came on, you know, it's these little tangible nuggets that are making us feel better, you know, right now. You know, we've got K-12 going. You know, we're starting to see vaccination percentages in the state getting to that critical mass level. You know, doing things like this, getting back together in small doses and chunks here and there. And all of these things are really adding up to give us a hope that we're, you know, coming back to more normalcy. I won't say normal, but
right.
More normalcy.
The new normal, which, you know, nobody likes to hear that either. But
well.
Well, let's talk about ECTC. Things are kind of getting back to the way they were before for ECTC students. What does it look like now?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, speaking of the more normalcy, you know, we're following suit and paying attention closely to what's going on out there. But, you know, we're in close conversations with Dr. Stack and, you know, our local health department officials and, you know, making sure that we're trending in the right direction at the right pace. But all indicators are looking really great for fall, so we have a schedule that is about 75% face-to-face, I'll say, which is, you know, we've probably only been 30 to 35% face-to-face, you know, through the pandemic, at least the first stage of the pandemic. But, yeah, trending in the fall, we are looking much more normal than we have, and so students will be able to get that face-to-face experience, and, you know, barring the unforeseen, as long as we keep trending safely. I really look forward to having people in the halls again. You know, that's going to be a very, very welcome change for not just for the students, but for us.
Right.
You know, our faculty and staff want to see our students as well. So, yeah, we're really excited wrapping up this semester as we, you know, move into that fall time to make some of these positive changes.
Now, people can register. I mean, I speak from experience because my daughter, Mackenzie, has already registered. She's got her classes already set for the fall. So if somebody is a senior in high school, or if they're just anybody, you know, any age, and they want to start school, now is a good time to start talking to somebody.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And especially, I believe the Work Ready Scholarship time period is now open. So getting that FAFSA, that federal financial aid application in, is critical. And we've got tons of people that are going to be helping with that. In fact, we are now starting to schedule some face-to-face events to help fill out that financial aid form. Because we know it's much better than it used to be, but it's still tricky, and folks, you know, would like some help with that.
There's a lot of information that goes into that.
Big time. So we'll be going out to the high schools, but we're also going to host some events there at the college so that we can get people some help. But our financial aid office is always welcoming and of phone calls, of emails, you know, even appointment visits, you know, whatever we need to do to help people with that. Because that's the first step. You know, that FAFSA form, even if you qualify for no financial aid, it's so important because it's the precursor to a lot of scholarships. And we have added a lot of scholarships throughout the last 4 years, but the last year especially, as people are wanting to help students and want to help people, you know, get trained for what the world will be in the next 10, 20 years. So, you know, a lot of donors have graciously started new scholarships. But like I say, that financial aid form is kind of the prereq for a lot of those scholarships. So, you know, we really need to make the push for that. And then the registration process is so simple. You know, the application is online. It's a very simple process, and it triggers a response from someone at the college to reach out to you. So, you know, getting online and getting that application is as easy as it can be. Once again, this fall, we will not be requiring testing exams. We'll be looking at high school GPA and things to get students placed into courses. And that is working out very well for us and the students. So it could never be a better time to be looking at ECTC with all the scholarships available, with the pathways into relevant programs and transfer programs, you know, at our value of price plus education. You know, again, I always tell people our true value is not our tuition price. It's the fact that our faculty chose a profession that, that allowed them to teach, you know, not to do the research and the publications and the things that typically, you know, you associate with university life. They wanted to get out of their graduate program, which is the same graduate programs that all faculty go through. They wanted to get out of that and be with students, you know, and that's who we have. We have people who want to be engaged in that teaching and learning process. That's who our children, you know, in the community go to see at ECTC. That's the true value of what we've got, and they could not be more excited to actually see their students' faces in person coming this fall. So this is going to be a really exciting fall, I do believe.
So if somebody wants to find out more information, what's the website?
The website is elizabethtown.kctcs.edu.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Justin Pate with ECTC, and we are Quixie 98.3.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3, Maroon 5, and Nobody's Love. You know what? When you have something that you enjoy and it's going well, you just decide to make it last a little longer. Dr. Pate from Elizabethtown Community and Technical College is still hanging out with us this morning. We asked him to stay because, quite frankly, we haven't seen you in so long. We felt like we had more to talk about.
Well, we've got a lot to learn.
Don't we all?
And perfect, we'll learn it from a guy who runs a college.
That's true, yes. So one thing we didn't get to talk about were the 8-week semesters. That is something that is new, and it's working. And so you guys are going to continue that into the fall.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, we've been looking at this for a long time, and it's not new. A lot of colleges across the nation have done it. We're the first community college in Kentucky to have done it. But, you know, it's basically just taking the same 16-week time frame, you know, that we've always dealt with as the traditional college semester, but instead of taking 4 or 5 classes, you know, all at the same time for 16 weeks, you just break that into 2 8-week chunks, and then you're focusing on 2 or 3 classes at any one time. At the end of the 16 weeks, you still get the same amount of credits, you still sign up for the, you know, same amount of financial aid at the beginning of the semester, you know, all of those things remain the same. But for the student, the big benefit is just taking fewer classes at one time. You know, the class sessions every 8 weeks are a little bit longer, or, you know, you adjust for that time, but it's still the same total amount of time in 16 weeks.
Right.
You know, there's no additional time that students have to spend in classes because of this. It's just a different way to package it. So that rather than potentially having 4 or 5 test projects, quizzes, you know, due in a week, you've only got 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
At any one time, you've only got 2 or 3 classes that you're taking. In fact, most students only take about 12 credit hours. You know, that's the average. So, you know, for those students, it would be 2 classes the first 8 weeks, 2 classes the second 8 weeks.
It almost seems like it lightens your load a little bit.
You know, it really does. But it also, you know, you build successes faster. You know, I took a lot of 8 weeks in some graduate programs. That's one thing I really liked about that is, you know, every 2 months you were finishing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were getting that sense of accomplishment, progression. You didn't have to wait, you know, 4 and a half months to get that big chunk. You know, you kept getting little steps along the way.
Yeah.
I always liked that.
Yeah, it seems like it would be easier to manage.
Yeah. You know? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It really is. And you know what? A lot of students are I'm hearing them talk about is if they were going to take 12 credit hours and maybe 3 of them were classes that they enjoyed or, you know, had some degree of, you know, comfort with, but there was one class on there that they really dreaded or really struggled with. Well, they may go ahead and take those 3 that they enjoyed and then that next 8 weeks just focus on that one class.
That's a good point.
You know, and so there's some value in that. And, you know, some classes have a larger credit hour, you know, component because it may be a lab and a lecture combined. Well, you could take that, you know, course by itself and really focus on that. But that's the key word. You know, for students, the reason it is so successful across the nation, every college that has switched this has shown increased graduation rates, increased retention rates, GPA. The reason is it allows students to focus on fewer classes at any one time.
And as far as classes, when you go to register, some of the classes are still virtual and some are in person. And you get that choice, don't you, when you're registering?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There's still a great variety of options as far as delivery. And many of the courses will be hybrid, so it'll be a combination of face-to-face and virtual. So there's really a good deal of variety here. You know, of course, now there's going to be multiple start points, you know, throughout the semester. And then the summer session fits right into this 8-week format. So, you know, basically we've got 5 start dates students can choose from, and then just keep rolling, you know, whenever they enter, just keep rolling right through their programs and courses of study and, you know, keep clicking off those successes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like how it's easier. I mean, community college is a great thing, and the fact that you can make it even easier for people to accomplish that, I think it's great.
Yes, ma'am. And I do want to do one more thing before we get off of here. I always get a little reminder on radio day, so I want to make sure to say hello to my mother, Phyllis, and my grandmother, Bessie Caldwell, who are listening in. And Mama was up this morning feeling good, and I just wanted to say love you both and look forward to seeing you soon.
And where are they listening from?
They're listening from Harlan, Kentucky.
All right. Good morning, ladies. All right. Thanks, Dr. Pate. We are Quixie 98.3.